Shalom, and blessed be the name of the Lord. We are very grateful for the far we have gone in the study of the New Testament, the book of John. Our theme have been winning the soul for Jesus. We have already established that winning the soul I've got three levels. It's not an activity. It's not an event. It's a process. It has stages. And we discovered at least three stages. One, stage one is of winning the soul is how you can be or how a soul meets or encounter truth about Jesus or encounter Jesus himself. At this stage one, we realized that those who accepts would be able to go to level two or to stage two. But there are a number who goes through level one that encounter all know all have heard about truth of Jesus, but they reject. And that's what we discovered in John 1, that Jesus came to his own, but his own rejected him. He came to the world, but the world did not recognize him. But they have already encountered him. He had already come. Those who accepted him were given power to become children of God. And so we discover you go to level two, where now you are able to experience Jesus or the truth about Jesus better. Now, this is where now you go from believing on Jesus Christ and you have started a process of becoming like him. You have started a process of even belonging to him. You want to belong to him. This is where now you are able to take in the new information and start exchanging for the old information that does not, you know, fit Jesus Christ. And it at this point, we say that you learn something new, or you unlearn something you thought was true, but it was not. Then you relearn something that you can reinforce and continue and build it more. That's stage two. Stage three is where now you're able to bear fruit for Jesus. This is where you're able to express the truth, you're able to tell others about Jesus Christ. You are able to let others know who Jesus is. It is at this point you are able to go to the power of darkness, probably even to the culture that once held you, and you tell them no. You're able to hold them at bay. You are able to destroy the strongholds that once held you bound. I pray that we may get to that level of soul winning. So winning, we said, it's a conversion process. It's a conversion experience. Today, we briefly want to look at five levels. Maybe today we can look at four, but there are five levels through which this Samaritan woman went through the soul winning process. Is very exciting. That's John chapter number 4. Jesus was coming from Judean countryside. Of course, he had come from Jerusalem. Then he came to Judea. And now he came to Samaria. And he was on his way to Galilee, the uttermost part of the world. The same pattern that Jesus commanded his disciples to follow. Jesus had followed that. Now, while he was at Judean countryside, he decided that he had to go through Samaria. Why had he got to go through Samaria? Because he wanted to win souls. Why was he to win souls? He was to win souls that would worship him, because ultimately the ultimate goal of winning soul is to win Jesus Christ. I mean, is to worship Jesus Christ. And so we discover this process through this woman. And so Jesus went where he was tired by the well. He found a well in Samaria, in the country or the city of Sychar, and sat there by the well. It was noonday, very hot, sunny time. And a particular woman came to draw water. In the old times, women were not drawing water at this particular time because it was very hot. They would come in the morning or in the evening. But this woman discovers that he was coming to draw water, particularly so that he can quench her thirst. And she encountered Jesus at the well, or she met Jesus at the well. I want you to follow the process or the conversation where Jesus continued to reveal himself, because the process of experiencing Jesus Christ means that Jesus reveals, he tells, he exposes himself. He let this person or he let the woman know who he was in the course of their conversation. And this is what we call experiencing Jesus Christ, revealing himself, so that this woman would be able to exchange or to convert her long ideas or her former ideas for the new ideas. But let me ask, just mentioning this, how did the woman view Jesus Christ? Who did the woman say Jesus Christ was? So the first instance when they started communicating, the woman began, of course, Jesus introduced the theme of quenching thirst, water, drawing water, giving water, because it is at that, you know, theme Jesus took. Because that's what the woman's need was, or related to that, or to that line of need, quenching the thirst of this particular person. And so Jesus asked her for a drink, but the woman began to reveal what she knew about this man, this Jesus. And she said, how would you, being a Jew or a Jewish man, talk to a Samaritan woman? There's no relationship between Jews and Samaritans to begin with. But you are just a man, a Jewish man. And so this woman began by looking at Jesus as just a Jewish man. Do you know there are many people in this world who worship Jesus, or who say they worship Jesus, but they worship Jesus at the level of the knowledge of him as just a Jewish man? But Jesus continued to talk to her, and Jesus said, if you know the one who is asking, you'd have asked him of the living water. And the woman continued talking about the well. And when Jesus was said that, the woman's eyes opened a little. And the woman saw not just a Jewish man, but he saw an honorable man. And so the woman said, sir, you talk about water. How do you draw water? The well is deep. So you see, the second level is where you don't just see a Jewish man, but you see somebody respectable. Yes, might be a man, but it's a respectable man. And so there are very many people who have a view of Jesus as just a very good man who lived on earth, a respected man who lived on earth. But they don't go beyond that. But as the conversation continued, Jesus told the woman to go call the husband, because he wanted the woman to, you know, to look into her life. But the woman said, "No, I do not have a husband." He said, "Yes, you have true. You are true, because even the one that you have had five husband who have not satisfied you. You've not found satisfaction in marriage. But even the one that you're having this time is not even your husband." And the woman now opened her eyes better, and she said, "Oh, I perceive that you are a prophet." And she saw a prophet in this man. Do you know, there are very many of us who just see Jesus as a prophet. This is level three. And this is where even our Muslim brothers are. Muslim and very many cultic people would talk about Jesus as just a mere man. Some other people say he was an honorable man. Some people, like Muslims, say Jesus was a prophet and not more than that. They respect him as a good prophet, but not even the, you know, the latest prophet. But this is not the end. At this time, Jesus said, as he talked about now the worship, they entered into a level, and Jesus talked about, "No, we don't worship in your mountain or in our temple. You do not know who you worship. You don't even know how to worship. We know, because of salvation came through us." That's about Abraham call. And this woman said, when Messiah comes, they started now going to the third, to the fourth level. And Jesus said, "I am the Messiah." Look at what happened. At that point, her eyes were so open. He had experienced Jesus, not just as a prophet, but as the Messiah. And she left the whatever she had come to draw water with. And she now went to express, she went to call others. She did not know what to do. Now she had already, she had experienced him, and she could not be stopped. She ran to the city. And so let's go up to that. Tomorrow, God willing, we'll be able to look at the fifth level of her opening of the eye. And you discover that did not even come from Jesus Christ. Her fifth level of knowing Jesus came from the people she had ministered to. Let's trust God that we will spend more time with the study of the Word. We spend more time with Jesus, and Jesus is the Word. We interrogate the Word. You know, we spend time, we let Jesus look into us and speak into our lives through meditation, through study, through exposition, through prayer, and through memorization, through meditation, and all this manner of engagement through the Scripture. Father, we ask you that you open the eye of our understanding, and you convert our souls to become your worshiper, and we become your minister, and we'll be able to go and express, and we shall be able to fight and even oppose the wrong ideas we once knew. In Jesus' name.